Welcome to episode 13 of the You Matter podcast with Noonday Collection. I'm Whitney Ray, and today we are diving into the way Noonday values cherishing children. Today's episode is very special. We are going to talk to a variety of ambassadors, from former Ambassador Sarah Brinton, who was the very first ambassador, to Stacey Gruen, Holly Weimer, and Chrissy Reese, an ambassador just out of her runway. Each one will be sharing about the role Noonday plays in their life to empower them to cherish children. And at the end, we will hear from Rayanne Patton and Jen Buckner as they share about how they reached some really monumental goals in December of last year. I'm really excited about this episode, so be sure and listen in and stick around to the very end. I'm going to share with you how you can use everything that was shared today to really make an exponential impact through your Noonday business. And as always, I want to remind you that the You Matter podcast was created to communicate to ambassadors how you matter and connect you with the stories of impact happening because of you. Without ambassadors, Noonday wouldn't exist. I always love seeing the comments using the You Matter hashtag on the Facebook wall. I appreciate them so much because you are making sure that this podcast really becomes a conversation in the community and a resource as well. So be sure and keep those comments coming. And then if this is your first episode of You Matter to listen to, be sure and go to iTunes and subscribe and listen to the previous episodes. You can also subscribe using an app on your Android or iPhone. Now listen in as you travel, run errands, or wrap gifts this holiday season. And because your time matters, I want to be sure that you have seen on Bloomfire, or maybe just by clicking on the Join tab of your website, that Noonday has added additional free product to all starter collections as of December 1st. You or anyone who's interested can view the additional products by going to the Join tab of your website and really just go check it out, kind of see what's going on there, because now is a great time to join as an ambassador. You know, signing up right now will give that new ambassador a chance to get trained over Christmas break. She'll have not only those additional items in her starter collection, but she'll also have an additional 30 days added to her runway period, which is just great. It'll give her extra time to get trained and make use of all the added benefits that come during the runway training period. She could also attend Shine for a discount, so that's a really great option for her. What a great time to really attend Shine, set the stage for great storytelling, learn great business practices, and get a strong sense of connection right out of the gate. Check out all those details on Bloomfire if you want to know more. All right, as I said, this episode will be all about cherishing children. It's really focused on how ambassadors cherish children. And I think it's only appropriate that we hear first from Sarah Brinton. In 2010, Sarah Brinton heard about Jessica's new fundraiser venture called Noonday Collection, and she really wanted to join in. She began to talk with Jessica and helped craft the very first ambassador agreement, and then became the first Noonday ambassador in 2011. You know, because Sarah really paved that way, we are all here and have this opportunity to be an ambassador today. She did step away from Noonday for a few years while she lived in England, but now she is back and works at home office leading up marketing. As part of our World Adoption Day partnership with Adopt Together, Noonday was asked to attend a gala in LA called the Baby Ball. So Noonday's community manager, Katie McCauley, she got a chance to sit down with Sarah to hear a little bit more about that incredible trip, as well as hear more about the role adoption and cherishing children has meant to Sarah.
So Sarah, you just got back from the Baby Ball, which was the Adopt Together Gala. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
It was so much fun. I got to meet Sarah Van Zee in LA. Sarah was the ambassador with the most adoption trunk shows in October. She did nearly $12,000 of adoption trunk show sales in 1 month. So to honor her incredible contribution, we invited her to come to the Baby Ball. And I really can't think of a better person to be there. As an adoptive mom herself, their family's in the process of bringing their, I think, sixth child from Haiti. So it's just an incredible honor to get to go with her. She traveled from Iowa and met me in LA. We drove to West Hollywood, where we met Sue Ann Fortner, one of the leaders of Adopt Together for Lunch. And then we had just a little time to see the sights before we started to get ready for the party.
So, a gala in West Hollywood. Tell me about this.
It was so amazing. The purpose of the baby ball was to raise funds to help Adopt Together run their platform so that every donation that people make goes directly to help the adoptive families bring their kids home.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so that's why they have this gathering. And this was actually the first time that they did it. The baby ball was held at this beautiful art gallery in West Hollywood. And there were hundreds of people there, actresses, even Miss Universe was there.
Oh, wow.
A little bit intimidating.
Yeah.
But it was such a great reason to get people together to learn about adoption mm-hmm. and to learn how they could make a difference. And at the gala, Hank Fortner, the founder of Adopt Together, who's going to be at Shine in January, shared a little bit of his story and his heart for adoption. He grew up in a family with, I think, more than like 20 adopted brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. And it's just a huge part of his journey. And he has such a heart to help other families be able to adopt and to create a world where kids grow up in families that love them and cherish them. And it was just a beautiful, inspiring event, a gorgeous location, looking out over all of the lights in LA. And it was so much fun to get dressed up and get to know Sarah a little better.
Sounds like it was such a whirlwind weekend. That's so fun.
It was. In less than 24 hours, we were on our way back to Austin in Iowa.
So, you know, you mentioned Hank's story. Adoption is actually a big part of your story as well. Can you tell us a little about how you came to care about adoption and what you learned through your journey?
So our story with adoption starts about 7 years ago. Our son, Zeph, was born prematurely. And while he was in the intensive care unit at the hospital, my doctor found me and he put his arms around my shoulders and basically told us that we couldn't have any more babies. And before Zeph was born, I'd been on bed rest for months. And while I was at the hospital, one of the nurses who took care of me was a good friend from college. And at the time, she and her family were in the process of adopting from Ethiopia. My husband and I followed their journey, and as we did, something began to stir in our hearts. After Zeph came home, we began to learn more about adoption. And then for more than a year, we just prayed and sort of tried to figure out if that was the right thing for our family. As our eyes were open to the need, we realized that we wanted to grow our family through adoption. Mm-hmm. About 5 years ago, we traveled to Uganda to adopt our daughter, Gabrielle. She has been an amazing blessing to our family. Our other kids are boys, and I can't imagine life without another girl in the house.
I can only imagine. She is just so precious. So how did your experience in Uganda influence your Noonday business?
I think what I saw in Uganda just gave me such a heart for families and kids in Uganda and around the world. While we were in Uganda, we visited orphanages, but we also visited a hospital caring for HIV-positive moms and babies. We visited a women's prison where we saw moms who were raising their kids behind bars.
Oh, man.
We visited some of the poorest neighborhoods in Kampala and Jinja. And what we saw in all of those places were moms and babies, families who needed opportunities just like the ones that Noonday creates. And that gave me such a heart for using the opportunity that I have being a mom in America to create opportunity for moms around the world.
Mm-hmm.
I believe adoption is amazing for kids who need families, but we also have such a huge opportunity to empower families in Uganda and around the world to stay strong.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a huge part of my heart and why I love working at Noonday. Opportunity matters, empowering families matters, and adoption matters.
Yes, Sarah, empowering families, it really does matter. Thank you so much, Sarah, for all that you shared, and not only about the baby ball and Adopt Together, which sounds like it was so much fun, but also about your own personal adoption story and how it led to you becoming the first ambassador and then leading you back to Noonday as the leader of marketing. You also shared that you've seen firsthand families who need opportunities, and I know that those needs also exist within our own communities as well as those around the world. So today, I am excited to introduce you to Ambassador Chrissy Reese. She is in Minnesota and joined Noonday as an ambassador just this past summer. Her own personal story is very much tied to adoption, and her reasons for continuing on as an ambassador are all about cherishing children in her own life. I am very excited for you to hear directly from her. So here's Chrissy.
Hi, I am so thankful and honored to be able to share with you all today. And in order to adequately describe how being a Noonday ambassador ties in with cherishing children in my life, I have to start at my beginning. I was personally adopted as a toddler and then became pregnant with my oldest child when I was in high school. So at the age of 16, I had to choose whether to abort, adopt, or parent a child. I did choose to parent that child, and she is now 17 years old and planning her own trip to Ethiopia this summer, and I am so proud of her. Fast forward to 10 years after her birth, and I met and married my husband, and we quickly had 4 children within 4 years. Shortly after our youngest was born, we were put in the position to become long-term guardians of our niece, who is exactly the same age as our youngest child. Her parents are just not healthy enough to care for her, and so she became ours. I tell you all of this because it really shows how my perspectives on motherhood and parenting and family have been shaped my entire life. I obviously have high aspirations for the things I want to teach my children and the compassion I want them to have as they grow and the worldview I want them to get from me. And Noonday really helps me with that because, as you can imagine, with currently 5 children between the ages of 2 and 6 and a 17-year-old, I am busy, and there is always something going on in my house, and it is always loud, and it is always rambunctious, and it is so easy to get swept up into the madness and forget the goals and forget the purpose. And every single time I have a trunk show, I am able to step away from my family. I'm able to step out of my role as a mother for a brief time and go do something that not only allows me to recharge and reset, but it also is giving back so that someone else has the chance to be a mother. And that is something that I hold so dear and matters so much to me, that each and every child has a chance to be a child and have a life, and each and every mother has a chance to be a mother. And I so appreciate the opportunities that I have to step away and come back with renewed patience and renewed compassion and renewed perspective and just have a full tank again and be able and ready to give to my family again. When I became an ambassador for Noonday, I was actively looking for something to do outside of my house so that I could have something that was my own that I would identify with. And I couldn't really find anything until Noonday. And it just clicked as the place for me and the place I wanted to be. And I am just so very thankful for it. And I hope to be raising a team of compassionate individuals that will be world changers, all while offering someone else the chance to raise their child as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chrissy. I love that you share that your work as an ambassador, it really recharges you while also allowing another person the chance to be a mother. You know, and I have absolutely no doubt that your children are going to grow up to be passionate world changers just like yourself. And many of you may know or have been on an advisor call with rock star Noonday ambassador Holly Weimer. But there is so much to her story that most likely you don't know. She's a mom to 3 young girls, and the youngest was born just this year. I know that I am always very encouraged by her story and the empowerment and provision her whole family has really found through her role at Noonday, and I hope you are too.
I love so many things about Noonday, but one of the things that I really love is that working as an ambassador is a way for me to cherish children, to cherish my own children, and to really work to cherish children all over the world. So I want to share just a little bit with you today on the topic of what that looks like for me. So I discovered Noonday in a very transitional season of life for our family. We were living in Wisconsin at the time, and I had recently stopped my job as a high school teacher to stay home with my two little girls. And my husband had been a small business owner, but we had put our business and our house up for sale at the same time in an attempt to move to Kansas City, where we currently live, to be closer to our family. So my husband's business sold very quickly. Our house was not selling, and we had a time where we had two kids, a mortgage, and really kind of like no jobs. So my husband, bless his heart, was working odd jobs just to kind of make ends meet. So right about that time, or really a few months into that season of life, is when I found Noonday. My husband, thankfully, is way more risky than I am. I was very skeptical that I would be able to work as an ambassador simply because I couldn't even sell Girl Scout cookies when I was a kid. So I really just thought, oh my goodness, how am I going to do this if I couldn't even do that? So my husband kind of pushed me into it and said, you know, you really need to do this and you need to do it now. This is an incredible thing. So I did. So we took a risk and I started working as an ambassador, and my community in Wisconsin just really got behind what Noonday was about and was very excited about that. And it was amazing for me to see just how God used that to really provide in real and tangible ways for our family. One example being, the last trunk show I had in Wisconsin, the commission check I got from that show literally paid for our moving truck. We had to rent a moving truck to move here to Kansas City, and in like the work of Noonday did that. So that's so neat for me to look back on that season of life and just see God's provision there. In the season of life we're in now, being more settled financially, Noonday still provides for our family. If I did not work with Noonday as an ambassador, I would have to do some other type of work simply to just make ends meet for us some months. Noonday helps provide for us if a car breaks or if we have some home repairs. You know, Noonday really helps us as a family make that happen. I love this work over some other type of work because for my girls, I love for my kiddos to see me working. I love for them to see that I am passionate about other things. I love for them to have to see that, you know, there's days where they don't get all of my attention. I might have to say, hey girls, I need you to go play in your room for a little bit because I have some Noonday work I need to do. We talk a lot about Noonday in our house. You know, I want my girls to really understand what I'm doing with Noonday and why it's important. I also tell my kiddos, you know, Noonday, the work I do with Noonday helps other moms and dads take care of their kids. So this for me is helping us take care of you guys. And, you know, this work also helps moms and dads in countries all over the world take care of their kids, which is a really neat thing and such a cool thing for my children to see. I love also that Noonday is expanding the worldview that my kids have. I traveled to Guatemala to meet a couple of our artisan partners a couple of years ago, and when I came back, you know, sat down with the girls and was showing them pictures from my trip. And it was really fun to see how that week my girls started drawing pictures of people with brown skin, which they had never done before. So I love that it's expanding their worldview. I love that so many times I'll be wearing a necklace and we'll talk about where it's from and we'll pull out the globe and we'll, you know, look up these different places on the map. And I think that's such a cool thing, that the work of Noonday is doing that in my family as well. I love, too, that we talk about adoption in our house because of Noonday. I love that my kids know what adoption is, and they know that we care about adoption, and they know that we get to play a part in the adoption process for families in our community because we can partner with Noonday to support them. It's such a great thing to be able to have work that helps me to cherish my children and to also just for them to learn so many cool things because of this work. So that's just a little snippet of what it means for me to cherish children as my role as an ambassador. And as I leave, I just want to encourage you all that your work plays a huge role in the lives of kids all over the world. The kids in your life that you have direct influence with, you know, kids are watching you work and they're seeing that you work for justice and they're seeing your work ethic. You know, your work with Noonday is helping families stay together all over the world and also just getting to support adoption. So I'm so thankful to do this work alongside all of you, and I can't wait to see you all at Shine.
Thank you for sharing, Holly. I love what your children are learning and really how they are being empowered because of your work with Noonday and the fact that you have a chance to make an income and an impact while taking care of your family. I really don't know of any other job where we can balance time at home with our kids while also making an income and making an impact. And Holly, you are absolutely making an impact. One thing that Holly did not share in her interview is that in November, she had her best month in sales with Noonday. That is in her fourth year with Noonday with three young girls at home. So way to go, Holly. The next ambassador I want you to meet is Stacy Gruen from Alabama. She's an adoptive mom who is an absolutely passionate world changer. I can't wait for you to hear the way she's harnessed her passion to cherish children and increase her impact, and the surprise she found out about just a few days ago.
My husband and I started the adoption process in January of 2011. We have been in the process for almost 5 years. We are very excited about possibly getting a referral and maybe meeting our child in Haiti sometime next year. My introduction to Noonday came in the fall of 2012, and when a friend asked if she could have an adoption show for our family, I'd never heard of Noonday before, but I was really excited about the idea of it, and of course I said yes. We were going through a really hard time, actually, in our adoption process, and it was just really encouraging to me to have people who were willing to come along beside us and support us and encourage us and help us raise money for our adoption. The night of the trunk show, I was literally blown away. I jokingly say that was the night that I fell in love with Noonday. I remember coming home that night and telling my husband that I think I could become an ambassador. However, it was just not the best time for our family. We had three young kids, and he had a demanding job, and we were in the middle of adoption paperwork. Fast forward 2 years, we had just moved from Illinois to Alabama, and I was honestly just getting a little restless. I wanted to do something more. And that's when I think that God brought Noonday back to my mind. And so we started talking about it and prayed about it and agreed that the time was right. And I just jumped in. When I started as an ambassador, I had no idea if I'd actually be able to pull it off. For my first year, I had two goals. The first one was to survive. And the second one was to host one adoption show per quarter. And honestly, they both seemed really big to me, but I just went for it. I started asking friends if they would host a show. I asked our adoption friends or friends in the process if we could have a fundraiser for them. And I started asking other adoption friends and other friends to tell me names of families that they thought would like to have an adoption fundraiser. And slowly, it just started to build. I've been an ambassador for 15 months, and this month I will have my 13th adoption show. I'm absolutely blown away that my goal of one adoption show per quarter has turned into 13 shows in 15 months. It's been so much fun to be a part of these families' adoption processes and to see children come home to their forever families from all across the world. Because our family is in the adoption process and our money and my noonday income is largely focused on that right now, I honestly just didn't have my sights on an ambassador trip or qualifying for one. I was still working hard and hustling, but it was more for adoption than it was anything else. However, just a few days ago, I decided to add up the numbers and just see where I was and if I was close. And I honestly had no idea. When I ran the numbers, I found out I was actually only about $1,300 away. And I was shocked. And suddenly, I had a new goal. I don't know if I'll make it, and I don't know if I'll actually get to go on a trip if I do qualify. But I know now that at least I want to give it my all, and I want to qualify.
Yes, we are cheering you on, Stacy. Thank you so much for all you shared. I just am so blown away by the impact that you've had and how the goal that you had to just do one trunk show a quarter, you surpassed it. You've done 12 adoption trunk shows over the past 15 months. So many people's lives have been impacted through that. And I know your own family's adoption journey has been impacted as well. And we're so excited that you were so close to qualifying for an artisan trip. You know, there are many of you who are in the same boat as Stacy. Either you're just a few hundred dollars away, or maybe you are thousands and thousands of dollars away. So Rayanne Patton and Jen Buckner, they are familiar names in the Noonday community, but they happened to be pretty far away from their goals as well last December. But they both found ways and, this is key, the courage to reach out to their communities and include them in the impact Noonday is having. First, I want to introduce you to Rayanne Patton. She lives in Seattle, Washington, and she reached an absolutely crazy goal in only 2 days last year. She is absolutely encouraging, and she's going to share how you can reach your goal and how your life can really be changed because of an artisan trip.
Goals. They're not really my thing. The word and even just thinking about goals makes me uncomfortable and itchy and sweaty. And us perfectionists, we know it's easier not to put it out there just in case we fail. So I joined Noonday in March 2014, and really my goal was just to make back my investment. But over the summer, I realized the potential for an artisan trip when I saw all the pictures coming in from Guatemala. And it felt weird to make that my goal since I only joined Noonday to give back to the world. But when they announced the qualifications in August, I realized it wasn't just possible for me to go, but I could probably get my in-country expenses paid for. And totally content with that, I did some number crunching on my trusty spreadsheet and realized on December 27th that I was only $2,000 away from all expenses paid. So I freaked out for a minute and set about making a plan of attack, and then I rallied the troops. I took it to Facebook and shared it with my people. I shared my goal. I shared why I wanted to make that goal. I shared how they could make it happen. I set up an impromptu trunk show for a few women at my mom's house. And while those efforts helped, I woke up the last day of December a little bit panicked because I was still $1,200 away. So I pulled out all the stops, put out tons of last-ditch efforts throughout the day. I asked every girl at the New Year's Eve party we were at to place an order, and even went so far as to buy a $200 voucher just in case I was that close. And I actually watched the impossible happen that day. $1,700 in online orders came in over 12 hours. And really much of this success was built on faith. Not that I wasn't doubtful and a stress ball and refreshing my email every 3 seconds to see if an order notification came in. But early in the morning, Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, ran through my head, and then it just played on repeat all day long. And I watched it happen. I asked, I imagined, and he provided immeasurably more. So if you're there out there worried about putting out the call or leaving your kids at home or just even going on a trip to an unknown country, stop. Stop worrying. Put out the call. Your people will support you. They want to be part of this story. They love you and they want you to succeed. Break it into sizable chunks that they can understand. Girls are recording videos and already seeing results right now. It's early. It's early December, and it's totally possible. Your kids will be fine, I promise. Reach out to other ambassadors who've gone on trips and get tips on leaving your kids. But most importantly, your life will be changed. Going to Rwanda on an artisan trip, meeting Mary Sunshine, Solange, Esperanza, Grace, Charlotte, Fanny, holding their hands, thanking them, hearing their stories, dancing and singing with them, telling them they matter. It changed my life. My life will never, ever be the same. These are our brothers and sisters. Why wouldn't we visit? They matter. We matter. You matter. So, my sisters, here's my advice to you. Whether you're $10,000 away or $10 away, shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. And just maybe, God will give you immeasurably more.
Yes, Rayanne, thank you so much for sharing. And finally, I am so excited for you to hear from Jen Buckner. Jen did over $8,000 in sales last December. And unlike Rayanne, Jen lives in a smaller community in Oklahoma. As you listen, just realize it doesn't matter where you live or who your community is. These are ideas that can make an impact wherever you are.
Hey ladies, it's your fellow Hammy, Jen, and I hope you're feeling like you matter today. And the first year that I was an ambassador, I found out about the artisan trip goal, and I thought, probably not this year, but maybe next year that could be my goal. Well, as the fall season went on, I was surprised that I reached the goal and had the opportunity to go on an artisan trip to Guatemala. In Guatemala, we met Ana, Angelica, Dolores, Carmen, Concepcion, and so many incredibly talented ladies who couldn't thank us enough for the impact of Noonday in their lives. I realized the value of every sale because it meant work for these women. I realized that I matter and that every order matters, whether $30 or $300. Knowing the artisans personally has also inspired me to be brave in my business because I know the people who are relying on my orders. So the following year, the goal for in-country expenses paid trips increased, and I felt like it was super daunting. I knew there was no way that I could reach it. But then, I had a decent trunk show around December 5th, which was exactly a year ago, and I realized that I might be able to do it. I only had about $8,000 left to sell. So, I woke up the next morning and had this crazy idea that I just shouldn't give up yet. I kind of have a hard time giving up if there's any chance that I might still be able to do something. And so I started thinking, if the average order size is around $100, I only needed about 80 more orders. And so 80 is a smaller number than 8,000, and that was easier to focus on. So I rallied my community by openly sharing about my heart's desire to meet our artisans and sharing the number of orders that I still needed. Every day, a few orders trickled in. Sometimes they were big orders, and sometimes they were really small orders. But I was surprised that they came in, and I had exceeded my goal at the end of December. This goal felt insane and unattainable, but I had a moment where I just thought, I think I can, and I have to try. I know I'm going to regret it if I don't. And sometimes we just have to be crazy enough to think we can reach a big goal. and just work toward it slowly and steadily. As far as practical ways to work toward your goal, first, break your goal down into a number of orders. This gives you a smaller and more attainable goal. For example, $2,000 equals 20 orders, $5,000 equals 50 orders, $8,000 is 80 orders. So once you have the number of orders that you feel like you need, focus on finding that number of people to help you reach that goal. You can reach out to people on Facebook, and I would share every 2 or 3 hours. And remember, people don't see everything you post, and so it's good to post often. They're often thankful to see the pieces that we have or to hear the stories that you have to share about our artists and partners. Also, if they don't like all of the posts, then they can unfollow them, and that's the beauty of social media. Additionally, I've seen some beautiful videos posted by Jennifer and Debbie, just sharing their hearts with their communities, and I feel like that's one of the most vulnerable and beautiful ways to communicate your heart, that this isn't just a sales goal, but that this is something that is just a deep and meaningful opportunity for you. And so also in real life, you can ask friends, go to beauty salons, boutiques, wineries, coffee shops, and talk to those businesses about providing a venue for you or partnering with you this Christmas season to support your goal to meet our artisans. Go in person to new places and establish new partnerships in your community. Reach out to past hostesses and customers. Make phone calls asking for last-minute Christmas orders. Send lookbooks, and then maybe call a week later to follow up and take orders. Share with all of the people that you talk to how close you are to your goal. You'll find that they get really excited to rally for orders with you. I had some hostesses last year who were texting me and asking me how close we were, you know, like they were in this with me. And then remember, every goal is reached slowly and steadily, and you have to believe that you can do it. So I would just encourage you ladies to envision our artisan partners. Last night, I watched Jessica's video on Bloomfire, just encouraging us to push this month. And it's only 6 minutes long, and it'll really inspire you if you watch that too. But every single order matters. Envision hugging the artisan whose story that you tell the most. Realize what these December hustle orders mean for their businesses. And know that you matter and that every single one of your orders matters. We're all cheering you on, and I can't wait to celebrate you with you when you reach your goals. I love you guys.
Thank you, Jen. Yes. Each and every order really does matter, and those orders, they add up. And Jen, in your lifetime with Noonday, we have seen those orders add up to over $100,000 in sales. You have just hit rockstar status in November. So on behalf of the ambassador community, I want you to know that we are cheering you on. So we've listened in to Chrissy and Holly and Stacy as they have shared about how Noonday's allowed them to cherish children in their life in really meaningful ways and the real need that they've had to earn an income and find an outlet to make a difference outside of their home. And I realize how similar their story sounds to so many women in my own life. And not just the moms in my life. I have a dear friend of mine. She is an accountant by day, but I know she has this huge heart to change the world. And I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe Noonday is just the right fit for her at this time. Like I said at the beginning, Noonday is offering additional free items in the starter collection, a discount to Shine, and additional days in the runway period for new ambassadors. So really, this is such a great time to share Noonday with a friend who longs to earn an income while changing the world and empowering others. And you know what? Now is a great time too, because never am I more aware of my limited ability to make an impact. I have been pushing hard this fall season, as I know many of you have. You have called all the people you know to call. You have posted to social media in the middle of the night because of the Hello Holiday sales. You've been entering in orders and just going hard so that you can make a difference in the artisans' lives. And I know that I am very well aware that there's only so much that I can do. But by asking someone else to join in and becoming an ambassador, it is an incredible opportunity to make an exponential impact. Because we all know there's only so many shows we can do. There are only so many people that we are in contact with that we can talk to about Noonday. But there are people around us. There are people around us who are looking for a way to make a difference. They are looking for a way to make a difference in a way that they can provide for their family, that they can cherish the children in their lives. And Noonday, it offers all of that. So if you have never shared Noonday with someone before, I encourage you to go to Bloomfire. You can search this phrase, how to share the ambassador opportunity. When you type that in, you are going to find a Bloomfire post that shares some really great tips and resources, as well as a short recorded call that you can share with a friend where they can hear all about what is involved in the ambassador opportunity. And really, I want you to know that you do have what it takes to encourage someone else as they begin their Noonday journey, whether you have just begun with Noonday a few months ago or whether you have been doing this for years. All you really need to do is to support them, encourage them, and then point them to Bloomfire and to Shine, because Bloomfire and Shine are where the training is going to happen, not with you. So the artists and communities, they rely on us. We are their ambassadors. We are their connection to a greater marketplace. And you know what? Our community, they are relying on us as well for a way to shop in a way that makes a difference. So go out there and share the Noonday opportunity to become an ambassador, the opportunity to shop in a way that changes the world. And as you share using the tips that Jen and Rayanne have shared with us, do it in a way that really brings dignity to your work and dignity to the work of the artisans. So be you and be authentic. So let's change this world together. Now, please take a moment and share your takeaways from today's episode over on the Facebook wall using the hashtag YouMatter. Let's keep the conversation going until next time. As you interact, we will drive content and hopefully share your voice on a podcast soon. Thanks for listening in, and we will talk again soon.